Chicago, Chicago. That toddling town, toddling town, Chicago, Chicago. I'll show you around. You'll love it, bet your bottom dollar. You'll lose your blues in Chicago. The town that Billy Sunday could not shut down. On State Street, Great Street. I just want to say they don't do things they don't do on Broadway. Yeah, I seen a cat have a time of his life. I seen another double clutcher. He flipped with his wife in Chicago. Chicago, Gregory's home. Rejoice, children of splendor. And all of you who have transcended the Mickey Mouse scope of limitation and have sought to dwell in the conscious identity of your own stroke, whatever that identity might be that you embrace and hold dear to yourself as being the identity of thee, to where it swings you into the freedom pendulum of the essence of ideation, to where that you can continuously enjoy and groove in that concept until some external say, uh-uh, you ought not do that. And then you get bugged with it, but let it transpass and go right on by and say, forget it, I ain't gonna bug with that. Of course, I smoke cigarettes. That's my brand, cigarettes. I smoke because it's a Southern product. That's right. Look what it says, this government we got working for us. Difference in thinking, ain't it? Caution. Cigarette smoking may be hazardous to your health. Now, ain't that ridiculous? How can it be hazardous to your health, beloved, when I'm the one that's smoking them? And I don't care if I do die. Because, you see, if cigarettes kill me, I'll go out pushing Dixie. You got to be gung-ho something. That's right. You got to know what you are. I am a Southerner. That's right. And I'm hip to all this prejudice and everything. I'm a white Southerner. That's part of it. Why, I walked out there on that stage in New York City and said, howdy, and I said, he did it. I didn't even have nothing to do. I wasn't even down there when that happened. But, no. Mickey Mouse, bearded, thong-wearing cats in them little Nazi cars and Volkswagens. Come roaring through there acting ugly. Well, I don't know. You know, everybody's got something going. It's part of their own kick. Of course, I've been living out here in California for 7 years, and I love it. I found out that smog cures things. It does. Did you know that you can get plumb out of it on smog? Yeah, man, they're trying to take that away from us. Just let Pat Brown, who looks like a fat Steve Allen with glasses... Just let him find out one time, man, that we enjoy smog, and they'll get rid of it in a New York second. Be all over, man. They can't play their little tune. But I kind of marvel at Sam Yardy, you know, the mayor of Los Angeles here in California. Sam's funny. He lies so honest. Ain't he good? And he said, I just got back from a secret meeting with a secret group of intelligence people, and they gave me a confidential file of restricted material that nobody has access to except myself. Pat Brown gets off airplane and said, I had it 3 days in front of him. Besides, up in Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino County, I'm for the growers. That's right, yeah, man. I'm gung-ho, funny-looking, weird-eyed little capitalistic profit motive system cat. I ain't got nothing against communism. I just don't want to stand in no line. I certainly do not. And I mean, as far as Vietnam is concerned, this one cat asked Lyndon. I call him Daddy Bird. He asked Lyndon, he said, regularly speaking, President Bain, what do you think of Vietnam? Lyndon says, I'll think of it. Next question. and we'll get our country back. I know you love it. Everybody, all over the whole United States of Georgia. And how are you? How are you? How am you? How are you in Puerto Rico and Trinidad? No, we ain't got that yet. And you realize how long it'd take to bring in a marble crop. Yeah, raise marble. And you could go out here in Nevada and buy you 200 or 300 acres of rocks and just plow them. Use zebras. Hey, look at them striped mules, Hubert. Yeah, Orville Freeman wouldn't know the difference. No, he don't know, man. He's got his own kick going. But you see, the reason I look at it like this is you can look at it like that, see? Or that. But now, Lyndon, being Lyndon, is Lyndon. And that's why we call him Lyndon, is because that's his name, Lyndon. And now the challenge for all of us, so beloved, is to love Lyndon. Because the Yankees are on him. Yeah, labor's on top of his head, getting all over him. But anyhow, Lyndon's funny when you really think about him. Don't let that out, he'll come get us all. But you see, I am a Lyndon Bird watcher. Yes, and I watch him on TV every chance that I can get. I just glue in on that TV and watch him, you know, watch him talk. Because he just goes all around it. And you know what would be real good? Now, you know good and well that we love our country, and there is a positive way to get it back. We know that violence is not the answer, and elections don't work. So it is our country. It is not Lyndon Spread. That's right, beloved. And looking at it that way, a bunch of you cats could get together, and we could lease the government, G-U-V-M-I-N-D, lease the government to Billy Saul Estes and Bobby Baker. They'd have us out of debt in 6 months. Folks go around cussing each other because folks in the Four Corps ain't got theirs yet. But there's an answer to it. Buy the poor folks a TV set in a bedstead and watch their country go to hell on TV. That's one way. Another way, though, is thinking about Daddy Bird. You know, Hubert's funny. And figuring that, Hubert's a pharmacist. I ain't gonna put him down, you know, even though they did put some legislation in there to knock out slows and goes. Thou shalt not drink no and eat no slow tablets. Cause you're liable to lose your body. Just get high and run on off from it. That's right. And that's the only two things I ain't did yet, beloved, is sniff airplane glue and die. So I'm certainly not scared of either one of them. But I don't see the sense in melting down a big Boeing 707. Jet airplane just to get some glue. But anyway, now, Lyndon having his own thing going, as he do, am he do, is, are. Am he do, whatever he does is Lyndon. That's his thing. But there's so many ladies that are running for political office now. You know, Nehru's baby made it, Indira Gandhi. That was Nehru, you know, he was Brahmin. Guess he still is. They go pretty heavy weight on it in reincarnation jazz. And then there's Miss Lurline Wallace is running for president. No, governor of Alabama. And Bobby Kennedy's wife is Ethel. Of course, sometimes Ethel can't make a champion run. Now, if there's one political candidate comes out whose wife is named Platformate, she's going to be 4 miles ahead of all them others. But it's good to think about it, you know. When now, see, I was brought up Baptist, and that gives me room for improvement. My wife, Miss Millie, she's a St. Louis German Catholic chick. Oh, yeah, so right wing, you beat a snare drum. She's ready to go to war.
Hit that button, Hubert!
How can Hubert hit the button? You want to know? Before Daddy Bird had his gallbladderectomy. See, at Bethesda, Maryland. Lyndon have given the country to Hubert. We saw that, every one of us. Even Ronald Reagan saw that. Saw Lyndon give our country, the United States of America, to Hubert. Said, it's yours, Hubert. In case I don't pull out, which I know I am, because they ain't going to operate on me. They're going to show pictures of somebody else. Get a sympathy rib going for me. Well, anyhow, you know, I mean, he went in there, and the AMA have been fat-mouthing Lyndon for years, and Harry and Franklin D. and everybody else, you know, about Medicare. And when you get to thinking about that, just about a half a minute, and then forget it, that's when them doctors had their chance. When Lyndon was ready, he took a local anesthetic. Because he don't trust nobody, you know what I mean? He don't trust nobody, he said, hit it, dude. The doctor said, wait a minute, what about Medicare? Lyndon said, Congress? It just called in a night session, see? But if Lyndon wanted to wire in the four square in the first assembly vote, he could have gone and leased the Astrodome in Houston, Texas, and got Oral Roberts to heal his gallbladder. Wouldn't that have been grand? Just think about that. 100,000 people in the dome in Houston. And Oral Roberts sitting there saying, if you love it, say amen. And them cats saying, no. Astronaut's head goes, look at it. I'm going to heal you, Mr. President. Daddy Bird said, thank me. I'm going to heal you, Mr. President. I'm going to chase that devil out of you. Lyndon say, get on it. He say, heal, and the whole thing disappear. Well, yeah, but you know, you get folks talking to themselves about externals. Now, this is a weird idea because, you see, when Pope Paul VI, bless his heart, came to America, he is the firstest pope of the Holy Roman Catholic Church who have ever done that. Pope Paul comes zinging in. Beautiful. Clan was all sitting around watching him, you know, on the color television sets. Really? And they saw that His Holiness have blue eyes and he's a white cat and they forgot he was a Catholic. And they're trying to figure out new designs for their robes, see? They don't know unless somebody tell them, man. Don't you know they ain't you hip to them? That's right, man. Check it out. Straight away there, all seriousness aside, what a beautiful expression could we ever see except here in America. President Johnson and Pope Paul VI standing side by side, Pope Paul and Daddy Bird. Where in the world can we get a more vivid description of God and the devil at once? Of course, you know, Pope Paul drew 90,000 people into a baseball stadium. He did. In New York. And had Oral Roberts and Billy Graham chewing their fingernails off. Why don't he get on out of here and go on back to London where he belongs? They don't know, man. But it's all good when you think about it. There's 99% good happening in all the world, throughout the whole universe, even on this planet Earth. And yet, since we realize that this is our country, which is a different way of thinking, you can also think that the fuzz, which they are coming up with so much old talk about, police brutality, the fuzz is supposed to be bad news. But you see, could you imagine our Texas Rangers riding along on bicycles two by two with balsa wood gloves? Now then, just remember that law enforcement is working for us, not against us, no matter what you're endeavoring to do. Think about that. And when you're out here on Audubon, no, on the freeway, and you're roaring along in your little Mustang, here come the fuzz, police, law, spelled backwards, wow. Them little orange lights going bloop, 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 and the law wave you over to the side. He's to wave you like this. You wave him back like that. Yeah. And then, beloved, instead of hitting them brakes and making those lights flash, see, look like you're doing something, admitting you're doing something wrong to yourself. He might be after the cat in front of you. You ain't for sure until he starts that hand signaling stuff. I mean, ease it on up to about 85. Put your headlights on. Let him play chase. And then, don't get too frantic with it. And then ease off to the side of the road very gently. And let the fuzz sneak on in behind you. Big antenna go shump, 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 shump. And you get out of your little chariot and you run back there to the law and say, howdy. Well, how are you? Certainly is nice to see you fellas. That's a nice-looking helmet you got on there. You y'all have to pay for that, or does the city or state, county pay for that? Well, we pay for them ourselves. The city don't pay? No. Well, you fellas sure getting a bad time. I'll tell you one thing. You sure got the finest chief of police I ever seen in my life. You can say that again. You sure got the finest chief of police I ever heard of in my life. Thank you, sir. Say, look, officer. Oh, yes, how many children do you have? Oh, he says, I have, may I see your driver's license, officer? Not at all. Don't look at Mage. All right. And you look at that, see, and study it a minute, you know. And then you hand it back to him and say, well, that's all right. You're sure doing a wonderful job. Hey, look, you see them folks with them beards and that little funny-looking car doing about 35 miles an hour? Ain't they breaking the law? Yes, sir, they sure are. Thank you. Thank you, boss. Bye. And gone. But you got to stay on top of it. Them fuzz ain't idiots. Beloved, if you ever falter, it's all over. If you ever become unsteady in what you're saying to John Law, it will be Slam City for 75 years and 2 months. That 75 years is dead time. The 2 months is a sentence.